Around the studios in Hollywood these days, there's considerable interest being expressed in a young actress who has contributed some outstanding work in the roles given her to date and for whom a great future is being prophesied. She's lovely, intelligent, and talented. We're very happy to bring you a young lady who is well on her way to stardom, our star, Miss Kathy Downs.
Thank you very much, Les. I just hope all those nice things you say are true.
Well, from what a number of my good friends tell me, there's not much doubt about that, Kathy. We're delighted to have you on the show, and we'd like to talk to you for a few moments after the final curtain.
I'd be very glad to stay for a few minutes of backstage chatter, Les.
It's a deal, Miss Kathy Downs. Curtain is up, and here is the play. It's circus time, and the big top is packed with children of all ages from 1 to 100 years old, thrilling to the excitement of the greatest show on earth. In the center of the middle ring, the ringmaster cracks his whip and chants, "Ladies and gentlemen, Syrup, the horse wearing the red and white checkered pajamas and ridden by that funny circus clown, Tom Rhodey, wins the race by a pajama top."
Tom Rhodey.
Oh, Janie, you're all dressed.
Yes, and you haven't even taken off your makeup. Well, what have you been doing, pressing that horse's pajamas?
Say, isn't it time for your performance?
It might interest you to know that they shot me out of the cannon tonight during the horse race. I waved as I passed over you, but apparently you were too interested in that daffy horse to notice me.
She isn't daffy. Syrup is a thoroughbred, and I hate making her wear those red and white checkered pajamas and those big yellow sunglasses. How did she look?
Well, from my bird's eye view, like a gingham truck with the fog lights on.
Oh, listen to her whinny. I don't think she likes being alone in that next tent.
Maybe we could talk one of the gorillas into coming over and being a babysitter.
Oh, don't be like that, Janie. She's a beautiful 3-year-old, and I know I could do a lot with her.
And you're 29, and I'm 25, and I want a home, and that many kids. Oh, Tom, let's forget about horses and circuses.
She should be winning real races.
Wait a minute, Tom. You aren't thinking about that again.
You've seen me work her out early mornings in every town we've played. Syrup is fast in any kind of track. Hard, wet, sloppy.
Speaking of sloppy, let me have that cold cream. Your lips look like an upside-down slice of watermelon. Please take off that fake bubblegum nose.
Excuse it. This Tom Rhodey's dressing chair?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Come on in.
Hi, thanks. Evening, ma'am.
Hello.
Hiya, Tom. The name's Pete. Pete Zarboli.
And what are you, one of the midget clowns?
Yeah, I reckon I'm a midget, all right. Only I don't make my public laugh. I usually send them home crying.
Crying?
Yeah. I'm a jockey.
A jockey? Well, sit down. Yeah. Now I remember seeing your name in the racing form. Have a glass of pink lemonade. Janie, there's a clean glass up there on the trunk.
Here you are, and if my womanly intuition is working, I'm not going to like you, Pete.
Hey, not too much. I'm trying to cut the stuff out. Wait, you know.
Oh, here you are. Now, Pete, what's on your mind?
Nag, Syrup. I hear you own the plug.
She's no nag. Come on, take a look at her without those naughty pajamas and sunglasses.
I don't have to. I clocked her this morning about 5 when you were working her out on the Tumboat Road. It's all I need to. That baby has speed, plus class.
She ought to. Her ma was fighting Rose and her pa was Maniglow. I've got papers to prove it.
Show 'em, pal. I got $750 if you want to sell her.
Nope, not for $1 million.
Tom, $750? Well, that's more than we can save in 2 years. We can make a down payment on a little place in the country.
She's the only thing Grandfather left me. Nope, no sale.
But you said yourself she should be running real races.
The first time I ride her, I'll bring her in 6 lengths ahead of the field.
Oh, it's cruel to keep her stuck away in an old dock tent.
She should be kicking the daylights out of the turf.
She should be getting out and meeting other horses.
How about it, Tom?
We could quit the circus, too, and have a home to live in.
Okay.
Oh, Tommy, you're wonderful.
Yeah, here you are. $750 cash. The Southside track opens up in 10 days, and... Hey, don't you want it?
No. I'm going out there and rent a stable for Syrup and a shack to live in.
Tom Rhodey, stop twirling those big sunglasses and explain that last remark.
Why, you talked me into it. Janie, my love, we're in the racing business. You can ride her, Pete, but I'll own her.
Oh, right now I wish I had been born with 4 legs and could whinny. Maybe you would think of me sometimes.
Oh.
in the saddle. You go.
Yeah, okay, Tom. If Seraph runs anything like she has been in the early morning workouts, we'll take this race by a block.
I still think she does better with her pajamas on. And I still say they ought to run races early in the morning before the sun comes up.
We'll watch it from the grandstand. And stop screwing up your face. After being cooped up in a circus for 2 years, I should think you'd smile at sunshine.
Oh, yeah? Well, just take a look in my mirror and let me know if you think I would marry that squinting face you're wearing at the moment.
Come on, Jenny. I don't want to miss a thing.
The horses are on the track.
Oh, I'm on my last leg. Tom, did you have to pick the very top row of the grandstand?
Oh, sit down, Jenny. Oh, boy, I guess I'm not as young as I used to be.
That's just what I've been telling you. 29 is about the right time for a man to be thinking about a home for his wife.
Oh, look at the mutual bond. Seraph is 19 to 1.
Oh, Tom, isn't that a cute little baby sitting on the lady's lap next to you? Look, she wants to play with your hat.
Oh, she's the prettiest horse in the race.
She's so healthy looking. Pink cheeks and blue eyes.
Oh, look at that neck and that chest.
Tom Rhodey. You haven't been paying any attention to me.
What? Hey, lady, your baby. Oh, never mind, baby. Go ahead. That little scamp next to me just tore the lining out of my hat. Janie, are you crying?
No, you big dope. Why don't you buy me some sunglasses?
Oh. Well, it won't take long for Seraph to win this one. Look at her.
What's she bobbing her head for?
Oh, she's just anxious to run. Hey, she's bucking. Take it easy, Seraph. Oh, she broke feet out of the saddle. She's running away. Seraph, wait. Wait a minute. Oh, there goes the lead pony after it. Seraph is rounding the turn and going into the backstretch. Seraph! Seraph!
I can't see, Tom. Did the man catch her?
She jumped the fence and ran to the barns.
Oh, Tom, you'd better give the lady next to you a couple of dollars. You've just torn up the baby's bonnet.
Jenny, you awake?
Oh, Tom, why did you have to turn off the alarm? I was dreaming about a fire wagon. Seraph was pulling it.
I've been awake for hours, and I've just figured out what made Seraph act up yesterday. I know why she ran to the barn.
What did she do, forget something?
Oh, Janie, please. All she needs is to get used to running with other horses. Mr. Mason is working out three of his today. Maybe he'll let Seraph run with him. I'll be next door in the stable getting a saddle up. And for Pete's sake, Janie, don't forget to wear a sweater. It's pretty cool outside.
Tom, wait.
Yes, what is it?
Are my eyes still bloodshot from the sun yesterday, or are you running around in red flannel longies?
What? Oh, my gosh, where are my trousers? Oh, here they are. Leave it to a woman to think of something to make up. Good morning, Seraph. You're going to meet a lot of nice horses this morning, and everything
well,
is going...
Well, ain't the funny man and his clown horse.
Huh? Oh, it's you, Pete. You mean the clown and his funny horse?
Yeah? I bet you that nag got more laughs clowning for the grandstand yesterday than you ever got performing in the circus.
Ah, Pete, you'll see a big change in her after you exercise her this morning. How about it, Seraph?
You mean you're going to put that plug in a race again?
Why, certainly. Next Saturday.
Hey, look, Tom, get wise to yourself. She needs a heap of school and 6 months of it, not 6 days. And, incidentally, you better grab yourself another exercise boy and a jockey. I'm in this game for dough, not laughs.
Oh, that's fine. Just fine.
Well, here I am. No makeup on, hair all frizz. Hey, you remember me, don't you? Janie, your wife. Oh, what's the matter with Pete?
Pete just quit.
Good. Let's sell the horse and start thinking about that home.
Oh, it's too late for that, Janie. I'm afraid the most anybody would give her now would be... Well, would be a big sigh.
Okay.
The horses are on the track.
Tom, do you realize that we're sitting in the same two seats we had last time? Maybe they're bad luck.
Oh, not a chance for any bad luck. Seraph's used to other horses now. She's been working out with Mr. Mason's horses all week. And you see who's in the saddle, don't you?
It's Lex Daly. I did you manage to talk him into exercising syrup all week and riding today?
He did the talking. I quote, an outlaw with her dynamite needs a jockey that can stick with it. Lex Daly is one of the best in the business. Jenny, what are you doing with those big sunglasses?
I'm looking through one of the lenses. I told you a week ago to buy me some, but you never think of me. Besides, you're pretty good.
Huh? Oh, let's see. Hold them up so I can look through the other lens, huh? They aren't bad, are they? Put your head closer to mine.
The horses have reached the post. Great Daisy goes in. Calendar's in. There's Hamlet, the favorite, going to the number 10 stall. Paltry goes in number 4 position. Syrup, the number 5 horse, goes in. Syrup, you may remember, was the bad actor last Saturday. Now they're all in. Steady, Syrup. Syrup, acting up a bit. Now the boy has her quieted down. Steady. Steady. They're off! It's Syrup taking the early lead, followed by Hamlet, Sanford, Lugal. As they go into the clubhouse turn, it's Syrup by a length and a half. Hamlet second, Blue Doll third, Sanford fourth.
Come on, Syrup, baby.
Moving up to fourth.
You look so funny. You've taken the sun goggles. They're very becoming.
As they go into the back stretch, it's Syrup opening up a three-length lead. Langer's coming up fast on the outside. It's taken over second. Hamlet is third. Great Daisy is fourth. Sanford is fifth. Going down the back stretch, it's still Syrup holding on to the... No, Syrup's acting up badly. She's stopping. Sanger's taking over the lead. Hamlet second. Great Daisy third. Sanford fourth. Syrup has stopped and is trying to unseat her rider. She has. There he goes.
No, Syrup, no. You can't... Ah, she jumped the fence again.
Tom, you said that Syrup's ma was fighting Rose and her pa was Managlow. Were they horses or jackrabbits?
Hello, Jane. Well, I'm afraid I haven't any good news.
Oh, don't sit on that trunk, Tom. I want to put all your clown clothes back in. I've been airing them out all morning. Oh, did you see Mr. Lardner, the ringmaster?
Uh-huh. They have another clown in my place and a redhead to shoot out of the cannon in your place.
Well, maybe the new clown would buy Syrup and new clown clothes.
He has a horse. All he wants is Syrup's red and white checkered pajamas and the big sunglasses. He gave me $250 to use the act.
Well, that leaves us a temperamental clown horse to keep an okay in stall rent. $750 to do it on.
Janie, we only have $250.
What?
Honey, I was so sure Syrup would win that last race that I put everything...
You drew it all out of the bank?
Oh, Janie, darling, I was thinking about that home you've always wanted. I wanted it, too, only I wanted you to have the whole works.
Oh, so we're broke. Outside of $250.
Oh, I guess I'll always be a clown, Janie. Only now I guess I'm not so funny. I wouldn't even blame you if you walked out on me.
Oh, you know I wouldn't do that, Tom. I happen to be in love with you. But I wish you'd have that horse put in my name and promise to never enter in another race.
Oh, Janie, you're so wonderful. All right, on my word of honor, I'll give it to you. You can sell it. You can do anything you want with it. And I'll get a job in town somewhere.
Seal that with a kiss?
Right. And from now on, you're handling the money. Here it is. $250. Janie, don't forget you're rubbing me with alcohol, not a horse.
Now give me your other arm, Tom. And is that any way for the fourth assistant to the head stevedore to act after his first day at work?
Oh, Janie, that job is terrible. We have to pile big boxes that... Ouch! I can't even lift my arm. And those hours. 3 o'clock in the morning until noon.
I never heard you complain about having to get up so early before. You used to stay awake all night just waiting for dawn so you could exercise Syrup.
Oh, that was different. But I don't want to hear about horses anymore. I've had enough.
Oh, I'm so sleepy I could almost...
kidding. I ran all the way from the bus line.
Oh, what, Tom, that's half a mile. Why didn't you signal me? I would have clocked you.
This newspaper, I just bought it at noon.
Oh, what did you do? Forget to pay the newsboy?
Oh, where is it? Hey, you take it. You find out.
I'm all thumbs.
Would this be what you're looking for? Right here on the back page.
Yeah, that's it. The racing news. First, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Here it is. There it is. The sixth race. Look. Syrup is entered in the sixth race today. There it is. Plain as anything.
I know. And believe me, I had to do some tall maneuvering to get her entered.
You mean you entered Syrup?
Well, she's mine, and you said I could do what I wanted with her.
Oh, heaven bless the little fishes and green apples. Janie, that's a $10,000 added handicap race.
Oh, wouldn't that buy a nice little home? There'd be a lot left over, too.
But Syrup is stale. She hasn't had a workout all week.
I happen to have a way with the little men around here. There are actually fistfights at 5 a.m. as to who will exercise her. This morning, she breezed 6 furlongs and 114 flat.
She did? Oh, that's wonderful. You're wonderful, Jenny. It must have cost plenty for entry fee.
$200.
$200? Well, thank heaven I got paid today. We can eat anyway. For a week, that is. You see, Janie, they're cutting down on the help, and I got the axe.
Well, that's the first race just over. Have you had your lunch?
Oh, I'm not hungry. Can I look at Syrup? I see you have the barn doors closed.
Of course. Don't we always keep them closed so she won't be in a draft? It's pretty chilly, you know.
I wouldn't know. I've got a fever, I think. Hello, Syrup. Oh, you're looking okay.
Hiya, Tom. How's Trip?
Huh? Oh, Pete, how've you been? I haven't seen you around.
I haven't seen you either. I hear you're working for a living now.
Yeah, you know, just to keep busy. Syrup looks good, doesn't she?
Perfect.
She's racing today in the feature race. Aren't you riding today?
I got 1 mile. That's all I wanted.
Oh? Late race, I suppose.
Uh-huh. Feature race.
Then you'll be riding again, Syrup.
Ah, not the way I look at it, pal. Well, I got to get over to the jockey's quarters and get on these silks.
Hey, those are my silks. What are you doing with my silks?
Not yours, pal. Your wife's, remember? She owns the whole works now.
Why, you... At least she could have picked a jockey that can stay on a horse. Jenny! Jenny! Jenny!
The horses are coming out.
Oh, what a climb that was. These seats must be 200 feet high. Fingers crossed, Tom.
What? Oh, yeah. Syrup hasn't come out yet.
Oh, give her time. She's the number 10 horse.
Oh, look at the mutual board. Syrup is 50 to 1. Oh, now she's 60 to 1. Oh, hey, Syrup. Janie. Syrup. Oh, Janie, you did that purposely to make a clown out of her. Oh, honey, how could you do that to her?
Your attention, please. A late change in equipment for Syrup, the number 10 horse. Ladies and gentlemen, Syrup will race wearing an honest-to-goodness huge pair of sunglasses. The horses have reached the post. Hamlet goes in. Great Daisy goes in. Pipe Smoke is going into number 4.
Janie, why did you do it? The poor thing knows everybody's laughing at her. She's sensitive. You should know that.
Oh, I'm sorry, Tom. I just had a hunch. And those big clown glasses she used to wear in the act gave me an idea.
They're all in, but Syrup, she's looking over the grandstand to see if there are any Hollywood talent scouts present. Now she's going into the number 10 stall. They're all in. Steady, Syrup. Steady. Running third. As they go into clubhouse turn, it's Hamlet by 1. Weak Gal by 1/2. Syrup is 3rd by 1/2. Great Daisy's 4th. Pipe Smoke 5th. Tanger 6th. Going to the back stretch, it's Hamlet by 1/2. Weak Gal is 2nd. Now dropping back to 3rd as Syrup comes up very fast on the outside. Going going down the back stretch. It's Hamlin by two lengths. Sheriff is running very wide now and dropping back to third.
Sheriff, please, please don't do it. Oh, please don't stop. Hold her, Pete.
Going into the far turn, it's still Hamlin holding on to that lead. Sheriff has moved up to second and coming back into the race. Great Daisy is third. Sanger is fourth. White Smoke is fifth.
Tom, she didn't stop. Tom, where are you? What are you doing? Open your eyes.
Oh, I can't look.
Coming into the stretch, it's Hamlin by half. Sheriff is coming up very fast on the inside now and challenging the leader. Great Daisy is third. Through my glasses, I see the boy on Sheriff has dropped the reins. What's he trying to do? He's riding high on the horse's neck. He's holding on to Sheriff's ears. They're coming to the finish, and it's Sheriff taking over the lead. She's pulling away. Now the dash for the wire is still Sheriff leading by two.
Tom! Tom, look, Tom. Sheriff's winning. There she goes.
What did she do? Jump the fence again?
Oh, she jumped right over the finish line, three lengths ahead of the second horse. Tom, we won. Sheriff won.
Sheriff won?
Ha-ha! Yippee!
Come on, Cheney. Let's get down at a chitter. Hello, Sheriff, sweetheart. Oh, I could hug you to death. Oh, you dolly, dolly, dolly. But, Janie, I don't get it.
It's really simple, Tom. Poor Sheriff has hardly ever seen the sunlight since she was born. In 2 years, she's lived in a dark tent performing under fluorescent lighting. The only time she ever exercised was in the early morning or late evening. All the rest of the time, she's been shut up in a stall.
Well, I'll be darned. Why didn't I think of that when I found out that the sun even hurt our eyes? It probably gave her headaches or something to suddenly have the bright sun in her eyes.
Hiya, Tom. Hello, Mrs. Rohde. And the judges just had me on the carpet. They wanted to know why I purposely dropped the reins.
Yeah, I heard the announcer say that. Why did you, Pete?
Well, gosh, I had it, Tom. Coming around that last turn, Syrup almost lost her sunglasses. I was holding them on her.
Good for you, Pete. It was a wonderful ride. I'll never forget it. Oh, here come the newspaper photographers. Tom, I wonder...
Well, what, dear?
I wonder if Sarah would prefer having her picture taken with or without her glasses.
Now here's our director, Les Mitchell.
Well, Kathy, all of my prognostications have been more than justified by your performance.
My, what big words you use, Mr. Mitchell. Seriously, thank you very much.
Well, now, Kathy, you were telling me how you got started in motion pictures, and I think it's a rather cute story. Would you mind telling our audience the story?
Oh, certainly not. Well, Les, I was a model in New York, and I was making an appearance in Phoenix for the showing of summer clothes and fabrics, which they have every year there. It's quite an event.
Yes, I know. I imagine most of our feminine listeners do, too.
Well, an agent saw me and talked to me about my going into pictures. But I was a little shy, and I didn't quite believe him, so I went back to New York. There, I checked with the agency, and from what I learned, I decided it was really a legitimate offer, and so made my way to Hollywood.
That's very funny, Kathy, because it's a common saying around here in Hollywood that if one wants to succeed in pictures, the best and shortest way is to go to New York. So you've kind of confounded the experts by coming to Hollywood from New York by way of Phoenix.
Yes, it's a little confusing, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you've been out here now a little over 3 years, I understand, and you're freelancing. And your favorite pastime outside of starring in dramas is collecting records.
That's right. I love all kinds of music and collect all types of records. Particularly, I like ballet music. And then also, I'm trying to learn to play golf, and I read a lot.
Well, it sounds like you're a pretty busy young lady, as well as a very talented and charming one. Thank you so much, Kathy, for being with us, and we hope we can do this all over again before too long.
Thank you so much, Les. I would be glad to come back anytime. And it's been a lot of fun. And now my thanks to Peter Leeds and the rest of the cast for their wonderful help. Goodbye, Les.
Goodbye, Miss Kathy Downs. In the cast, you heard our star, Miss Kathy Downs as Janie, Peter Leeds as Tom, Irving Lee as Pete, Terry O'Sullivan as a race announcer. Clown in the Home Stretch was written by Danton Crane and produced and directed by yours truly.
Kathy Downs can be seen in the Allied Artist production Panhandle, starring Rod Cameron. Van Desitel speaking.